The Baltimore City Schools Board of Commissioners voted 7-0 at last night's monthly meeting in favor of closing Banneker Blake Academy in North Baltimore. WIPR's Dominique Maria Benessi was at the meeting and is here to tell us what was behind the board's decision. And Dominique, as I understand it, the main concern here was special education. Tell us why.
Right. So historically, city schools has been under a federally mandated consent decree that started because of lack of services provided to special needs students. A report prepared by school officials of the 2017-2018 school year said that Banneker Blake's 48 special education students were not receiving the services they needed. But last night, Banneker Blake's individual educational plan chair, or the IEP chair, Tatiana Levenet, was at the meeting to share with the board the progress they had made on special education services, but also how previous years of mismanagement had led to some real issues.
Last school year, there were 10 students identified as being possibly harmfully impacted by those FAPE violations in terms of their educational progress.
There she mentions FAPE, that's Free Appropriate Public Education, which ensures educational rights for students with learning disabilities. So this school year, all 48 special education students were called in because they were not receiving the services they required.
In making the decision to close the school, there were two other big issues that the board looked at, right?
Right. So the first was the school board felt that there was an issue with management of the school. The school's founder, Carl Stokes, who also manages the school, you heard from yesterday morning while they were protesting outside the city school headquarters, was asked by the board what was his hiring process for school administrators. Stokes admitted that running a school is very different than running small businesses, and that's something he's been doing for the past 35 years.
Sometimes you think you're picking the best, and they get into the position, and they're not. It sometimes happens. We've made a few mistakes.
Stokes admitted that at one point he hired an administrator from California that was not qualified for the position. And then the second issue had been the chronically low enrollment of students. Since the school opened in 2015, they had never met the city school's enrollment requirement. And again, school board commissioners pointed to a lack of effectiveness in school administrators and the recruitment plan.
So when the decision came down, how did Stokes react?
Yeah, he immediately said he was going to appeal the decision with the Maryland State Board of Education. And here's Stokes again.
They decided to close a school that's academically successful for black boys in this. And we heard, frankly, a report of lies that were given about what we are not accomplishing.
Much like his protest yesterday, he continued to say that the report prepared by city school officials was inaccurate.
So if Stokes' appeal does not go through, when would this school close?
Right. The school would close at the end of the school year this June 2019. So Tatiana Bridges, who I spoke to on Monday, was there last night with her sixth grade son, Calvin Robinson, and had this to say about the decision.
Right now, I feel like I'm going to keep fighting with them because what I heard them ask for has been met. What they're saying that they're not meeting in the special education area has been changed, and it hasn't been given a fair chance to run its course. So it's like in prejudice, they're going to shut the school down.
Dominique Maria Benessi covers Baltimore City school issues and Baltimore issues for WIPR. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks, Nathan.